Many of us were transfixed to our televisions as we watched with horror the events unfolding in Charlottesville this past weekend. It was broadcast live around the world. White supremacists, neo-Nazis, anti-Semites marching in the streets of an American city, not wearing hoods, not hiding their faces, but boldly proclaiming the most vile and reprehensible bigotry. While many leaders, political and religious, quickly came out to denounce their actions and words that were an affront to all who believe in the American principles of justice and equality for all, President Trump hesitated. Rather than quickly and firmly denouncing hatred and neo-Nazism, he gave a vague condemnation, claiming violence came from many sides. It was only as a result of mounting pressure from Democrats and Republicans alike that the president was compelled days later to make a more pointed and specific denunciation in which he named the KKK, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists. While it was appropriate for him to condemn such hatred, I have to say his hesitation to do so sooner spoke volumes. It was reminiscent of the campaign when Trump was asked to disavow David Duke, a former leader of the KKK, and Trump's first statement was, "I don't know anything about him." And just like now, it took several days before he finally disavowed David Duke. It strikes me as curious that a man that has so quickly lashed out at those who upset him, a man who has mocked a disabled reporter, called Mexicans rapists, attacked a Gold Star family, criticized a CEO for stepping down from a presidential counsel, that President Trump has trouble quickly and forcefully denouncing racism and anti-Semitism? His words to divide our nation, to stir disharmony and discord, flow from him easily and with force. Yet words about justice and compassion, equality, and goodwill seem to lodge in his throat. I was taught that a president should represent the highest ideals of our nation. Apparently, our current president never learned that lesson, or perhaps he doesn't believe it. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.